A famously strange statue in the city of Oxford, England, recently received official protection as a historic landmark. But Magnus Hansen Heine, the son of the man who built the artwork, is not happy about this special recognition. But first, about that statue. It is a 7.6 meter tall model of a shark. The strange part is in the sculpture's positioning up on top of the Hansen Heine house. It appears from the street as if the huge fish dove straight through the home's roof. Magnus Hansen Heine's father, Bill, put up the sculpture in 1986 as a protest against war and nuclear weapons. He worked on the art project with his friend, sculptor John Buckley. Bill Heine was an American who studied law at the University of Oxford and made the town his home. He got the idea for the sculpture after he heard American warplanes fly over his house one night in April 1986. The next morning, he learned that the planes had been on their way to bomb Tripoli, Libya. The men put the sculpture on display on August 9th to mark the 41st anniversary of the atomic bomb attack on Hiroshima, Japan. The image of a shark crashing through the home captured the shock civilians must feel when bombs smash into their homes, Magnus Hansen Heine said. Bill Heine died in 2019. Magnus Hansen Heine calls the local government's declaration about the sculpture absurd. His father, he explained, never sought nor accepted permission to put up the shark. In fact, he strongly believed, his son said, that the government should not decide what art the public should see. And Hansen Heine noted, the same local council that has declared the shark historic and protected had spent years seeking its removal. The shark's anti-war message is just as important today, Hansen Heine said, as Russian bombs fall on Ukraine. That's obviously something that the people in Ukraine are experiencing right now, in very real time, he said. While that message is serious, the strange sculpture that rises over the otherwise normal street incites some fun and laughter as well. Especially when someone asks about the model shark's unseen head. The story is that it crashed through to just above the toilet. That, a laughing Magnus Hansen Heine said, is a myth. I'm Dan Friedel.